You're listening to EPN.
This is Facebook Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and this is Eric Dye. Facebook Radio is your program that keeps you up to date with the latest information on how to use the world's most popular social media platform, the latest Facebook news important to entrepreneurs, successful marketing strategies, security measures within the social media space, and much more. Today we are visiting with IT dinosaur Jerry Steinauer, who has seen it, done it, designed the t-shirt, and now using that experience to promote safe internet practices. Jerry, welcome to Facebook Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Good to be here.
Good to have you as well. So what are the risks and dangers of using social media for business?
Interesting question. There's a lot of them. The primary answer is really people not knowing what they're dealing with. They don't do their homework first. And one of the issues that companies have is probably best explained by taking a typical scenario. You want to open up a new sales outlet. So in a traditional company, traditional sales outlet, what would you do? You'd go off, you'd do your market research, you'd work out what you want to do it for, what market you're trying to attract, et cetera, do all the risk analysis, and then go ahead. With social media, because it's such a new environment, an awful lot of organizations aren't set up to do that. So they don't do the research. They rely on the social media gurus who sell them on the concept of everything social media is absolutely wonderful. And they're right. In a lot of cases, it is. But there's a dark side, and they don't tell them about the dark side beforehand. And that's where they fall foul.
Why should the company have a social media policy?
Why? Simply so that they understand what they're getting into, so that they understand what their staff responsibilities are, how to use it. If you don't have a policy, it means that you haven't done your research. You know, you can't have a policy without researching the product, without researching the environment. So we go back to the research again, the risk analysis. Understanding what it is you're getting into so that you know how to deal appropriately with things that come up.
And looking at the human resources policy, why should a company, why is this relevant to a company? Why should a company tap into the human resources policy?
Well, I don't know what the legal situation over in the States is. Over here in the UK, there's a term called vicarious liability, which actually holds the company responsible for the actions of its employees, either online or offline. So, for example, I'll give you a scenario. You've got an employee named John. He's been having a pretty bad week, been bawled out a few times by his boss. Friday afternoon, he's bawled out again, and he goes home. He's angry. Goes out for a few drinks, meets up with some friends, starts ranting about the boss, and they sympathize with him. He then goes home, logs onto Facebook, and starts ranting about the boss on his wall. Then he starts ranting about the company. Then he starts ranting about the company's customers and saying that the company is ripping off its customers. That suddenly goes viral. How does the company respond? Do they sack John? Does their HR policy allow them to sack John? Or are they going to wind up in front of some kind of industrial tribunal with not a leg to stand on? That's why they should have one.
And it certainly does make a lot of sense. Today we are with IT dinosaur Jerry Steinauer, an IT consultant with 30-plus years IT experience advising on internet safety, internet and social media usage, and safe and effective use of social media here on Facebook Radio, part of the ePodcast Network. What can go wrong in the space?
All sorts of things. If you search the internet for social media disasters, you'll come up with all sorts of things. There's the classic Toyota, the cross tool. When they tried to launch it in the US, it got panned. their Facebook page got lots of negative comments, and all of a sudden there's one lone voice coming up saying, it's brilliant, I love the thing. He was very quickly outed as a Toyota employee. Now, what they should have done was actually use that and say, okay, we're ham-fisted when it comes to social media, but we're great at making cars. That would have been a nice response. That's not what they did. So there's all sorts of things like that. Over in the UK, we've got a lot of classics, one of which is the National Health Service over here is set up in different trusts in different areas. And one of the trusts in 2009 was outed as having something like 1,200 unnecessary deaths in that year, all down to sort of cleanliness issues and stuff like that. And it was outed in the press. They made front page news for a good week or so. Then it all died down. They thought, okay, we've got away with it. About 3 weeks later, they had a Facebook story. And the Facebook story was of nurses on one of the critical care wards at that trust actually having a food fight on duty. And the pictures were being taken by one of the nurses and had been posted on her Facebook page. Now, how do you think that one went down? And you can see where I'm going with this.
Yes.
You need to understand what can go wrong. It's not like any other medium. It's instant. You know, if you're doing a TV advert, then you've got as many takes as it needs to get it right. When you're using the internet or social media, you've got one hit. And if you get that one hit wrong, your reputation can take a serious nosedive. And you need to have policies in place to be able to deal with that.
Well, how can a company recover from these incidents, some of these examples that you've given from a social media faux pas?
First of all, be open. The key to any kind of faux pas, you know, whether it's online, offline, wherever, hold your hand up and say, we got it wrong. Because people respond to that. Don't try and avoid it. Don't try and shift the blame. And especially in social media circles, you'll get found out very, very quickly. So just hold your hand up and say, okay, we got it wrong. Sorry, we're dealing with it. But, you know, it's that openness that's the key. It's the honesty. And, you know, always remember things like, you've got to, with whichever sort of medium you're using to interface with the internet, with social media, you know, be it a keyboard, a mobile phone, whatever, they've all got an oops button on there. It's that button that you hit to send, and it's the one where everybody goes, oops, I didn't mean to do that. Make sure you're aware of it.
You know, I believe that some of these negative occurrences that do happen on Facebook or any social media space, some negativity could be good publicity, giving the company a chance to, like you say, be honest, open up, and what turned out to be a fiasco turned out to be a grand slam in sports terms, a winning situation is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, absolutely right. It can be. There's the old saying that any publicity is good publicity, and to a degree that's true, as long as you actually take it and use it to your advantage. You can't use it to your advantage if you try and bypass it and shift the blame and everything else.
Exactly.
But there's the classic Southwest Airlines one and Kevin Smith, where they effectively threw him off the plane for being too fat. Now, he's got 1.6 something million Twitter followers. He immediately tweeted. Within 20 minutes, they contacted him and said, let's take this offline and sort it. Now, that response got them a great deal of kudos. Had they tried to avoid it or ignore it, what would have happened?
Very interesting stuff. So where's the best place that our listeners could be in contact with you online, Jerry?
At my website, www.ipat.org. IPAT is spelled EYEPAT. That's our website. Contact me on that. It's got all my contact details as well.
That's www.ipat.org. eric.org. Jerry Steinhauer, thank you so much for joining us here on Facebook Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. My pleasure.
You're welcome. And that was IT Dinosaur Jerry Steinhauer, an IT consultant with 30 years of IT experience advising on internet safety, internet and social media usage, and safe and effective use of social media. And this is Eric Dye. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook at Entrepreneur Podcast Network. We thank you for listening to this EPN podcast.
This is Liz Lynch, and you are tuned into EPN.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Lampton, known to my clients as the Speech Coach for Champions. I'm wondering, do you want to make stronger sales presentations to decision-making groups, lead business meetings with greater poise and credibility, control your stage fright, and enjoy an elevated level of confidence? Then visit my website and sign up for my complimentary newsletter. The web address, www.championshipcommunication.com. Again, championshipcommunication.com.
You know, what you think about, you bring about in your life. It's a reality. If you think about, if you focus on something, that's going to happen in your life. If you're constantly focusing on something, that's going to appear in your life. If you're constantly thinking negative thoughts, probably negative things are going to happen to you. If you're constantly thinking, you know, I don't know if I can, I don't know if I'm good enough, I don't think I can. And you go back to that book, I think I can, with a little choo-choo that, you know, the little choo-choo that could. I think I can. And as silly as it might sound, the reality is, what you think about, you absolutely bring about into your life.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.